All I need you to do is get somewhere relaxing. You know, lie down or sit up if you have no choice. It doesn't really matter, because you're going to find it's very easy to relax. You want to, after all. When you want to go into a hypnotic trance, all you need to do is get very relaxed. So listen to me. Follow me as I ask you to consider certain things, and you'll be able, then, to go into a nice, deep, relaxing trance where you and I can have a lot of fun. So, listen to my voice and let yourself follow and go. Let yourself relax in such a way that everything fades out. In such a way that all you need to do is follow my very simple instructions. Firstly, breathing. As you listen to someone try to hypnotize you or succeed, your body becomes more relaxed. It knows that that's what you consciously and subconsciously expect hypnosis to feel like. A relaxing euphoria. A wave. A lot of people forget their breathing. But if you pay attention to your breathing while you listen, you may forget some things, but the deepening breathing will help you to remember certain things, synchronizing with the right words, the right little patterns, the right subtleties of what is said, even as all your cares and worries flow out of your body in a process of exhaling. So as I speak, listen to your own breathing, in and out. And as you listen to me, notice it becoming deeper and deeper. Pay attention to that. Learn the intricacies of your own breath, noticed in a quiet place. Easier and easier to let go of that breathing. Allow it to happen. Relax. It's very important that as you ease down, you must want to be hypnotized. You're listening to me. And if you want to be hypnotized, then you must want to listen to me, to undergo this little conversation, to teach yourself things. So it's important to focus on each thing I say, as if we were having a conversation. Important enough that you'd wish to remember every detail, every intricate piece of every word that we share here. So listen. And relax. Listen to my voice. Just allow yourself to be. One of the most difficult things to do is nothing. Fortunately, hypnotic trance allows for wandering thoughts, allows for alternatives. There are all sorts of different levels. There are as many different intricacies and levels of trance, ways of entering trance, as there are people. And on some level, it's simple enough to just classify them, to take the things we expect, the things we are taught to expect, and the things that are different about our intricate, unique way of going down, and group them. Envision, just as an example, an uppermost level of trance, where you're lightly drifting down, a preparatory stage. Where the stage is being set, the players are being explained, the metaphors are being erected for later use. Things start to seem easier to listen to. You move into the rhythm. You gain understanding and rapport. A level where moving of your own volition is less attractive, because it feels so good to stay still, so good to be where you are. Now, I mentioned staying still, feeling good. Envision a second level, which you can reach very easily through little exercises that help you go down. a level where you have begun to deepen, where you've found a way to listen to your breathing, to follow exercises that assist you, that aid your subconscious mind and your conscious mind to agree for a little while to let yourself go, to fade into my voice, to allow your mind and body to do what they really want to do. And since what you really want to do is become hypnotized, your subconscious mind will, if you give it a chance, make that happen. So, focus on your body for a moment, on the idea of relaxation. When you relax normally, your body feels heavy and easy and warm, and it becomes not difficult to move, but unattractive to move. That's the thing. Lots of people think that very deeply hypnotized people can't move unless instructed. Well, of course they can move. They needed to move. If they wanted to move. But hypnosis encompasses a state where you've reached such a level, a deep level, of uttermost relaxation. Moving just isn't a very good idea. It will take you further away from the wonderfully enjoyable, pleasurable things that we can do together. So understanding this, as you listen to my voice, you may find that that process of moving your arms or legs, as you even try to struggle toward it, becomes further away. Your subconscious cuts in and lets you know that it's really a better idea to just let your arms and legs be, or your eyelids, for example. It's easier to set aside thoughts about moving, to leave them for later, to interrupt them with thoughts of pleasure, of sinking, of depth. And any time such thoughts come to mind, you also, in addition to having them, have a sense of relaxation going deeper. Thinking about moving your arms, legs, your feet, any part of you, like you are right now, moves them, but not much at all. Makes them twitch a little, and then fall flat. Because the second you try to move, it becomes that much harder. And any attempts to resist cause your feet or legs to become heavier, as they respond to your requests with, "Well, okay, we'll do this, but you know, if you lay still, you'd enjoy the ride more." That kind of thing. So now, what I'm going to do is this. I want you to just listen as I explain a simple exercise. We can go through to move from that process of deepening to the process of helping you to assimilate certain thoughts, to understand certain ideas, to absorb things that you know you wanted to get into when you began to listen. As what I say sinks very deeply into your head, it may feel like it's falling through a kind of languor, a kind of heavy, honeyed surface on your mind, falling in deeply and helping you to relax as it inexorably slides slowly through the viscous fluid of heady relaxation, which has surrounded you, which will surround you, and which is here to help. So, if your eyes have been closed, open them. If they are open, it's all right to keep them open, though they may be heavy by now. It's all right. You should find that you can, I think, open them if you need to. So go ahead and do so. And even if they droop or blink, go ahead and look straight ahead. When you open them, find a spot on the wall, an object in the room, the ceiling, anything. Fixate on the first thing upon which it occurs to you to fix it. Find it, and do your best. Your eyes may cross or blur or otherwise do the peculiar things that eyes do which are not relevant to your deepening relaxation. Stare at it. It is acceptable to blink, but as you blink, it may be tempting to let your eyes close a little. Refrain from allowing them to close completely. Keep them open while you can. And take 3 deep breaths with me. I will breathe as well. In and out. Letting everything flow with that. In and then out. And a final time. In and then out. Close the eyes on the 3rd breath and sleep. As I count down, I'm going to count down from 100. And what I want you to do is open your eyes on the odd numbers and close your eyes on the even number. Closing on even, opening on odd. Now, good. 100. Simply close your eyes. Take a deep breath and relax. 99. Open your eyes. Allow yet another deep breath. Relax further. 98. Eyes closed. Very good. Envision all the cares of the day releasing from you, even as you release the air from your lungs. 97. Find that it is getting more difficult. Even thinking about opening your eyes may be more and more difficult now. 96. Eyes closed. Good. Just find yourself wanting to go deeper and deeper. As you forget whether your eyes should be open or closed, and as the process continues, a point may come where your eyes remain in one state or the other, in the most comfortable state, which helps you relax and focus your mind best. At this point, where change is impossible, it is acceptable to simply listen to the rest of the numbers, allowing each of them to add up to more pleasure and relaxation. Instead, find yourself wanting to go deeper and deeper. 95. Easy to forget. 94. Difficult to remember whether they should be closed. And so soon as you forget, they stay closed, and you can relax even deeper. 93. Good. 92. Deeper and deeper. More relaxed. It is so easy to respond to my voice as I say 91. 90. And your eyes just want to stay closed now. 88. 86. Deeper and deeper. Easy to forget. Difficult to remember. 84, 82, whether they should be open or closed. 79, 75, 74. The numbers are skipping away quickly now. You just find yourself wanting to go deeper. The numbers are less your concern, as your eyes want to stay closed. And every time you forget to remember, or remember to forget, open or closed, odd or even, you just go deeper and deeper, or deeper and deeper. 60. 50. Eyes closed and going deeper. Forgetting to remember. Remembering to forget. 40. 30. Feeling good. Responding to my voice. Relaxing hypnosis carrying you deeper and deeper. Now I'm just going to continue deepening. And you'll feel as you go deeper. And then further still. Into a place of meditative balance. Of poise and readiness. Of listening and obeying. 20. Low and deep. 10, your body relaxing in that moderate state where anything I say will simply be absorbed by a ready, relaxing, hypnotically trancing mind. Very ready. Listening. Here in this place, it is very easy to remember what this trance is like. Easy to imagine your peaceful place inside of you, utterly and completely soothing. Everyone has that location where their subconscious hears what their subconscious needs to hear, setting aside what only their conscious mind need to think about. And as you imagine that peaceful place where everything I say gets taken deeply inside of you, you may find you can also envision becoming drowsy, droopy, heavy, sleepy. Your eyelids may feel so heavy that an attempt to open them would simply call attention to how heavy they are, to a desire to keep them shut, so you can think about them going shut, so you can go deeper and deeper into the realm of hypnotic sleep or profound hypnosis. And it feels so good to just let yourself go into that state. Now, let's discuss the hypnosis itself. Hypnotic trance is just a state of mind that you can remember, very easily in fact. You know what it feels like to be lazy, drowsy, droopy, just deciding to refrain from moving in favor of relaxing. And if you think about being so lazy, droopy, drowsy, that you just refrain from moving, you're already halfway to trance, because you know that this is a very attractive and enjoyable state to be in. And if you know that, then it is very easy to relax, to let go. And all that matters is if you think too much or consider things too much, you know your mind can be active even while most of you is focused on this. The conscious mind has little to do with going into trance, except as an intermediary to carry the right words and the right subtleties of those words to your waiting subconscious mind. The part of you that does things without thinking because it knows what you really want to do. The part of your mind that listens no matter what. Your conscious mind can think about anything it wants, but your subconscious mind is by now completely focused on me, on the purpose of this exercise. So when I tell you the things I say next, even if your conscious mind says, "Oh, I don't think I'm going to do that," your subconscious mind, which wants you to relax and enjoy hypnosis, explore new things and find new avenues of pleasure, is going to be enthusiastically encouraging toward everything I say. When people describe hypnosis, they talk about how, sleep, sinking deeper, 9. They don't know whether your eyes should be open or closed, 8. Not knowing it doesn't really matter. Deeper still, relaxing sleep. Oh yes, people talk about how they refrain from remembering much about when they were under. The kind of people who love a good surprise are especially susceptible to letting details slip away. They explain it later that they simply weren't paying minutely close attention, but really it just means they were subtly absorbing more and more. Later, when said individuals react to programming or triggers or ideas from trance, they rationalize it away. Those things were simply automatic, as if they were choiceless, automated responses. Because your subconscious has your best interests in mind. And if you're listening to me, you must want to be entranced, to explore what comes next. And so we're going to help your subconscious mind help you into trance, so you can enjoy anyone's hypnosis in future, especially mine. 7, sinking deeper. Listen to me and sleep. 6, deeper still. And as we approach the number 1, where I'm going to be able to reveal very important, relaxing, and effective ways to go deeper into your hypnotic exploration. You may feel yourself palpably sinking deeper and deeper. 5. So deep. 4. Warm and relaxed. 3. Heavy, drowsy, droopy. 2. And deeper still. And 1. Feel that relaxation wave and wash through your body. Now deeper and deeper. Now listen.